all asleep. Books lay unopened on the ground. A small beetle ran over Anne's leg, and she didn't even feel it. A robin hopped onto a branch just above Dick's face, but his eyes were closed, and he didn't see it. It certainly was a hot afternoon. Nobody was about at all. Not a sound was to be heard, except for the running water nearby, and a yellowhammer somewhere who persisted in saying he wanted a little bit of bread and no cheese. The four were as sound asleep as if they were in bed. And then, far away on a road that bordered the wood, a motorbike came by. It had a sidecar, and it made quite a noise. But the four sleepers heard nothing. They did not know that the motorbike had slowed down and turned into the wood, taking one of the grassy woodland walks that wound here and there, quiet and cool. The motorbike came down one of the paths, not making very much noise now, because it was going slowly. It came near to the little copse where the children lay hidden in the cool shade of the bushes. The engine of the motorbike gave a sudden little cough as it came along, and Julian awoke with a start. What was that noise? He listened, but he could hear nothing more because the motorbike with its sidecar had now stopped. Julian shut his eyes again. But he opened them immediately because he heard voices. Low voices. People must be somewhere near. Where were they? Julian hoped they would not disturb the four in their cool hiding place. He made a little peephole in the bush he was lying under and spied through it. He saw the motorbike and sidecar on the grassy path some way off. He saw two men, one just getting out of the sidecar. Julian didn't like the look of them.
What villainous-looking fellows! Whatever are they doing here in the middle of a summer's afternoon?
At first, the men talked in low voices, and then an argument started. One raised his voice.
Look, I tell you, we were followed. It's the only thing to do to come here and dump this stuff.
A small bag was dragged out of the sidecar. The second man seemed to be grumbling, not at all willing to do what the other wanted.
I tell you, I know it won't be found if we put it there. What's biting you? We can't afford to be stopped with the stuff on us, and I know we were being followed. It was only because we crossed against those traffic lights that we got away.
Yeah.
Julian woke the others and whispered to them. Something peculiar was happening. Soon, all the four were peering through leafy peepholes at what was going on. They saw what looked like a small mailbag on the ground by the motorbike.
What are they going to do with it? Oughtn't we to burst out on them?
I would if we had Timmy with us, but he's gone rabbiting and maybe miles away.
And these ruffians would be more than a match for us. Blo, we daren't even show ourselves. We can only watch.
I hope we see where they hide the stuff. Whatever it is. There they go with the bag.
I can see them. They're climbing a tree.
Yes, one's already up, and the other is passing the bag to him. It must have a hollow trunk, I think. Gosh, I wish Timmy was here.
Now the...